Joe.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, nice. Great.
How about the...
That was my way of saying welcome back. I missed
you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I work the process all the time. You know, really good about the process, and I think you guys were building off of what you guys kind of showed up against Boston.
Yeah, to be honest, if we want to make some noise in the spring, it all comes back to how we play on our own end. And I know we didn't get 2 points out of the Bruin game, but we only gave up one goal in regulation. I thought we had a pretty darn good third period. It didn't go our way that night, but we carried it into tonight. And aside from probably that last 5 minutes of the second period, where we got a little sloppy with where we were putting pucks, I like what we did tonight. And you know, Buffalo's a team that's been giving other teams in this league fits. They've been on a little bit of a run here for a while, so for us, you know, take them out the way we did, we're pretty pleased with that.
How much easier is it to play right in your own end when you have a guy like Ryan? With Ryan McDonough?
Yeah, he's a stabilizer back there, and you know, it was nice to have him back in the lineup and then to play with the lead, because it feels like we haven't played with the lead for some time, so that was nice.
Coach, all 5 goals were even strength goals. How important to see the offense click in 5-on-5 situations?
Well, it's a good night when all 4 lines score. I think Killer might have been the only guy on the sheet that didn't have a plus by his name, and it's not because he played poorly. I thought he played well, but it's if you can get contributions all through the lineup, it helps your cause, and we didn't have to depend on special teams. We only took, was it 1 penalty tonight? And that's what we need to do. We need to not be taking penalties. We haven't done that in the last couple of games, and it's helping us out. So it was nice to see everybody contributing tonight.
John, how nice was it to see Andre Palat get rewarded after?
That was the talk on the bench. I mean, I don't know how quick those goals were, but Perry hadn't scored in
17 seconds.
Yeah, 17 seconds. So Perry hadn't scored, and then Palat. So there was some good chatter on the bench, but you could tell the relief of the guys. And I think Pally ended up, he might have been the only guy with 2 points in the game. So it was good for him, much needed for a couple of these guys.
The guys mentioned how happy they are with Brian Elliott in net. And I mean, 10 games left, you map out the schedule a lot in advance for your goalies. You envision him maybe having 3-4 starts in the last 10 games?
Yeah, at a minimum. So we go down the stretch here, and I'm not going to, don't hold me to any of this, but we have 10 games left. We can go 6-4 or something like that. That'd be, I think that'd be, good for us and give Vassy some rest down the stretch here.
Would you like to settle in on your lines? What's the ideal timetable where you want to be able to settle on the lines you want to have?
Well, if we're fortunate enough to get into the playoffs, game one, that's when we'll settle in.
Well, you made some moves on the lines a little bit. Are you starting to see these new pairings have a little chemistry?
Yeah, I think so. Again, you see it tonight. Everybody contributed, and nobody was on the bad side of things. Like I said, do what you have to do in the defensive zone, and the rest of it will come a little easier for you. And that's what's been going on. And with all the lines contributing, no reason to break them up now.
Talk specifically about Hagel. Do you like the way he's kind of fitting in with that line?
I do. And you're starting to see him on the score sheet. And so he's a quick player, and he gets in on the forecheck. It's his bread and butter. And he makes guys turn pucks over, and he was rewarded tonight for that.
You mentioned that, an instantaneous thing where a guy comes at the deadline and he's able to just be ready right away. How is that process? Why do you take so much time, I think, for a lot of guys?
Because you got to remember that we get them for 3 hours a day. It's the other 21 hours that they're not with us, and so it's everything's brand new to them. There's probably a little bit of the shock that they've been moved. Some guys think they're getting, maybe Paul was a little different, he knew he was getting moved, he just didn't know where. So it's different. It's new teammates, it's acclimating yourself to a new community. You don't know, where the gas station is, let alone, trying to find out where the ice rink is. You got new teammates, new coaches, new system. Do I got to keep going? It's not as easy as you think. But in the end, you know, hockey's a great sport, regardless of team you are you're on. It's you know, the guys, you know, galvanized, they've come together. There's a lot of camaraderie, and when you bring in guys that are, you know, just great human beings, it makes it much easier. So, but it can be difficult, and that's why you got to give these guys a break, at least, you know, 10 games to get their feet wet.